This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I will call the Public Utilities Commission meeting to order. It is 1 o'clock on July 29th, room 413 of the Capitol Building. Commissioner Nelson is here, and I will be chairing today. And we have present on the phone Commissioners Hansen and Feagin. We will go directly into the agenda, which is an ad hoc agenda for EL 18-003 in the matter of the application of Dakota Range 1 LLC and Dakota Range 2 LLC for a permit of a wind energy facility in Grant County and Cottington County, South Dakota, for the Dakota Range Wind Project. And the question, shall the commission approve Northern State Power's proposal for a public liaison officer, or how shall the commission proceed? And with that, Excel.
Thank you, Commissioner Nelson and Commissioner Hansen, Commissioner Feagin, for granting us this ad hoc meeting to get things in order for our Dakota Range 1 and 2 project. I have today with me Peter Gitson, Matt Harris, and also the candidate Eric Bunce is on the line to answer any questions. With that, I'll just stand back and listen to staff's recommendation and stand by for any questions.
Very good. I note in this docket there are a number of interveners, but I don't see any of them on the phone. I don't see any of them in the room. And so with that, then we will turn to staff.
Thank you. This is Kristen Edwards for staff. And typically the public liaison comes and appears, but I told Mr. Munz, since we're very familiar with him and have worked for him for about 5 years, that he didn't need to make the trip to appear and could appear by phone. And also, usually we have time to sit down with the candidate, but this was sort of an expedited process. So luckily we know Mr. Munz. He's been working on the dual harvest project, and so he knows our process and he knows what our expectations are. And we have a very good working relationship with him and look forward to continuing that. Thank you.
Excellent. With that short amount of testimony, we will turn to commissioner questions, and I will go to Chair Hansen. Any questions?
No, I do not have any. Thank you.
And Commissioner Feagin.
I do not have any questions, just a comment when that's ready.
Okay, and Commissioner Nelson has no questions, and that speaks to a known quantity that we are dealing with. And so with that, is there a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Hansen.
I move in EL 18-003 that the commission approve Mr. Munz as the Northern States Power's public liaison officer.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion. Commissioner Hansen.
Well, thank you. I would simply say that I did some checking. And, of course, on previous dockets and listening to staff's recommendation and seeing their recommendation, Mr. Munz, you come highly recommended. You have a spotless record and have done very well for us. We have not had people complaining that you're sleeping on the job, so to speak, and that you're taking care of what needs to be taken care of. So I'm real happy to see that you're on the job for us on this.
Thank you.
Commissioner
Feagin.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman, Commissioner Nelson. I just wanted to thank Steve Kobach and XL Energy, and having somebody that understands the regulatory process really showed in this filing, because it was withdrawn to begin with. And that is because Mr. Kobach certainly understands that we want this public liaison person to be impartial and not biased. And so I just am so thankful, because I would have had a lot of questions on the previous filing, but Mr. Kobach certainly has sat in shoes of regulatory that understands the importance of being impartial. So thank you to that, and that's why you had no questions today. Thank you.
Thank you. And as I said earlier, Mr. Munns is a known quantity to us, and as Commissioner Hansen says, done an excellent job previously. And so he has set the bar high for himself, and we expect that he will meet that. And with that, I see Commissioner Colbeck would like to weigh in on the discussion for a moment. Steve.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Fegan, but I feel very selfish if I went to mention that staff has been helpful with this docket, and not to say that they've laid it out for us, but we greatly appreciate their leadership in that, and we have to share a lot of that credit with Kristen Edwards. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carried. That brings us to public comment, and we have nobody signed up for public comment. And so with that, is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned.